Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Holson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to Valley Outdoors, everybody. Good to have you guys with us this week. We have got a widespread show coming up. We have got Don coming from the SHOT Show. He's going to be giving us a little insight for, 10 minutes or so, Ava?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
As much as he will give us.
Perfect.
Of the SHOT Show.
We'll talk a little bit of boat show to kick off the show. And that and some more. The National Gear Association, they've got a cool interactive report that shows mature bucks and what's going on. So we'll give you a report across the nation. That and more when we return.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you, too.
We are just hanging. You know, these shows with you and I doing this, it just goes slick.
Unfortunately, we will be checking in with the DK.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah, he's
right.
You know, he's not here physically, but he's out at the SHOT Show enjoying some.
We have the ability to chop him and just say, okay, this is your window and you got it.
That's true. That's true. And he's only joining us for the last half of the show. So.
Exactly.
So now's our time to talk about him.
Yeah, now is the time.
Right.
We can accomplish that. Not a problem. It is also a week that we want to talk about the big Minneapolis Boat Show. Last couple weeks ago, we talked about the Novi Show. And lots going on at the show. And a lot of the shows across the United States, they have done quite well. Atlanta just got done a couple weeks, I think the second week in February. That will be the Miami Boat Show, which is also a big, huge in-water show. I'll be down at that show as well. The boat show, lots happening, tons of displays, really cool stuff.
What's your favorite?
I'll say the favorite one I've got is the Chris Craft. Has always been a classic. I've got the three pictures of the 1955 Chris Craft catalog, leather mat bound, framed on my wall. I've always been a Chris Craft fan, and this only makes it better because we got a couple Sherrows on a very high-end custom painted V10 Merc 400s on this boat, and it's pretty cool. So that's a big one. I think there's a lot of cool stuff down there. I was hoping to have the one of the newer Alumacraft boats, so the V10 400 on it, and but that didn't quite pan out. But you know what? It is what it is. Lots of things to see. If you're down at the show and you've got a question about a selection of boats, whatever that might be, just stop down. Stop down. I'll be at the River Valley Marine booth and just ask for me, Eric, and they will direct you to me. And I can help you out with whatever questions you might have on boats, motors, electronics, all that stuff. I have no problem with that at all. The Vexus boats, too. The new Vexus boat's going to be down there, too.
Ooh.
So that's super cool.
So if somebody has never been to the Minneapolis Boat Show.
Yep.
And you were to walk the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
How many miles?
Lots. It's big.
Are you easy
it's
to find?
It's three domes. Yeah. You walk in, put your arm out about the 1 o'clock time frame, 1 o'clock if you're on a clock, and just go that direction against the back wall right there.
Nice.
Can't miss it. It's lights, lots of lights and cool stuff up there. So, but first couple days of the show have been fantastic. And yeah, I'm looking forward to today and tomorrow. It's going to be good. Last till tomorrow, Sunday until.
How long are your days when you're out there? Are they 12-hour days longer than
no,
that?
Thursday was 2 to 8, I think it was.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Friday is noon to 9. Saturday, today is 10 to 8, I think. And tomorrow was, again, you know, only till 5 tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
So we tear down. But it always, it, I'm not complaining with what's going on. And this is so funny when you look at a boat show. And I apologize for the Viking fans. I've been kind of a fan of the Vikings for many, many years. But it's one of those things, if the Vikings were in the playoffs, it would have absolutely turned the boat show into a non-existent place on Sunday, or if they had the playoff on a Saturday, it would have been nobody there. So it's kind of that double-edged sword. You want them to be
in
the playoffs,
to be in there, yeah.
But on the other hand, it's kind of like, it would kill the boat show on the other side. So, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, all the way around. Detroit lost, you know, so the whole the whole division just kind of took a dive.
I know. All the teams that I wanted to advance are no longer in the
They're
picture.
Gone. Yeah, it's as sad as it is. But nonetheless, you know, when you're looking at what's going on as far as the outdoor side of it, I will say this last, let's just say the last, at least first part of the week, and the weekend was cold. I will tell you that. Frigid to the point of, and we heard more stories of people going in this last weekend.
No
hitting
way.
These, hitting the ridges. Yeah. They're breaking through and having some severe damage because of those ice heaves. And it really is a problem. So just be careful when you're heading out onto the ice this weekend. The danger's there. You've got a lot of movement in the ice with the warm-up and the cool-down and the warm-up and the cool-down. And so, yeah, just be careful about that. And when you're on the ice, we talked about that last week, and it can be such a challenge. You want to get out there, but, of course, a lot of times you're going to go out at night in the dark, and you don't know what's transitioned during the day. It's tough to say, but lots of changes that can go on there. I was out skiing this last weekend, I should say. Last Saturday, Sunday.
How was that?
Does the word chilly come to mind?
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it was a high of, I think it was 9 below zero and about a 24-mile-an-hour wind.
Ick.
Yeah, we were up at, we call it Powder Ridge Ski Area up in Kimball, and doing some teaching up there. So that was, but the snow was fantastic, I will say that. Exceptional, as a matter of fact. Well, tell you what, we are going to come right back. We're going to have Don at some point during the last half of the show.
Let's just call him right away.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's call him.
We'll call him right away. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Take charge of that. We will be right back. We'll be talking to Don from Vegas at the SHOT Show. See ya. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. Certainly appreciate that. And we certainly hope you will hang out with us online. And where can that be, Ava?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
And Don, where else can they find us?
Well, they can find us on Facebook as well.
Perfect. I had to bring Don in the easy way. That's right. Any one of those sites, you can find us and the interactivity going on TheValleyOutdoors.com is always cool. And kind of fun and funky. And speaking of fun and funky, guy joining us from beautiful downtown somewhere Las Vegas, or maybe he's out on the edge of Las Vegas. We're not sure yet. Don, you...
We're on the Strip.
You're on the Strip. There you go. So you are downtown. And we're going to call you Downtown Don Cleaver. That's going to be your new nickname. And Downtown DK. And so you've had some things going on at the show. We're just off air just briefly. You said you had some pretty cool stuff to talk about, as well, I'm always concerned with.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, first of all, you know, I always look forward to going to range dates called International Range Day, or Industry Range Day, I should say. And it's held in Boulder City is where they are. It's a humongous range. Actually, I looked on the map, and if you just went by the way the crow flies, it's probably just 15 miles south of the Hoover Dam, southwest a little bit, right off the highway. Huge, huge range shooting to the east. So
they've got some long range there as well, don't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, you got forever. So it's, I mean, they put targets out. This year was actually a little bit more of a stretch, and it was a little bit more of a challenge. You know, I know the weather back in Minnesota is pretty cold, but here for this area, I think it was about 46, 7 degrees out, and that wasn't the issue. It was the fact that we had winds about 28 mile an hour compared to any of the day going into the rest of the week, about 7 miles an hour. So when it comes to shooting, you know how that affects shooting. So for the most part, I wanted to have the opportunity to shoot the long-range Barrett again, which I did. They only gave me one shot. I was watching, and the guy ahead of me, of course, in the wind, he missed. So whether or not he put it where. And so I got up and had a chance to get dialed in it. They have you dry fire it first. And happy to say I hit my target at 1,100 yards.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Were
yep.
you, so what was the wind direction blowing, from right to left?
Well, it was kind of going from left to right.
Okay.
To some degree. And the spotter just, he gave me directions. Once I got sighted in on the target, he said, you know, give me, you know, 3.5 clicks to the left. And, you know, I squeezed the trigger. Now, if you've never shot one of those, the trigger is very light on them, and it's fun. I mean, it doesn't kick like you would think it would.
It's
other
got
than the
so
fact,
much weight.
Yeah, and this year, last year, they just had a muzzle brake on it. Makes it really loud. You get a whole bunch of stuff back in your face. And then on the other side of it, this year we had a suppressor on the Barrett. So I literally had ear pods in and ear muffs on it just to make sure I didn't blow anything up. So that was kind of fun. Most people didn't spend as much time out on the range as they normally do because one thing happens when you get that kind of wind in the desert, it kicks up a lot of dirt.
Yep.
And so we had a lot of dust coming through. I mean, I felt sorry for a lot of the guys that were out there with their expensive camera equipment, you know, trying to get video and photographs and what have you. And their equipment was just covered with dust. Honestly,
not
I don't
good.
Think I'd have taken mine. I wouldn't have taken mine out of the bag.
What was your highlight of the range, a couple highlights of the range this year?
Well, my highlight for the most part is the opportunity to shoot the Barrett. I mean, there's a lot of unique things. I mean, I'll show you when I get back. There's a company out there that's now making, you know, like clay pigeons, like we would see for shooting clay
Trap.
Pigeons.
Right. Only
this is it looks more like a they fly. And if you could picture what they use like in stadiums to shoot T-shirts up into the crowd.
Yeah, like
it's
the air cannon.
Smaller version. Yeah, like an air cannon. And they shoot these clays out there. They're biodegradable clays, and they fly. I mean, it was pretty wild. I'm shooting them into the wind. They shot them up, and guys that were smoking the clays were having a hard time hitting these things because they fly so fast. So they gave me one to bring back, and I can show you what they look like. But that's something that was new that we discovered out there.
Don't break into luggage.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean that, and then, you know, it started with the show today. I mean, it's only been going on here for about 6 hours now. Earlier this morning, though, I ran into a gentleman when I was having breakfast in the media room that I met. I've seen him here before, but I've never really had a chance to have a conversation with him. And I think Ava will enjoy this. He offered to do a show with us down the road. He's a professional photographer. Doing outdoor type photography where he is in a lot of the major magazines. He shoots for like Remington and Winchester, a lot of the major manufacturers, all of their action type shots. He does the Olympic team. He's got photos from, goodness, he's been doing it for 50 years. And he said he'd be happy to come on the show.
What's the guy's name? His
name is Lefty Ray. He's from San Antonio, Texas.
Cool.
And he's got some really cool, I mean, even like the photos you see on federal ammunition boxes, you know, with the shooter and the pheasant going up, a lot of those photos were taken by him.
Cool.
Well, that'd be so give us, be an interesting,
give us some insight on
guest sometime.
Different photography that he's done and better ways to probably capture some sports
right.
in
I
the
mean,
field.
When you see a shooter, you know, out in the field, and we've all tried to do that, take a picture of a shooter with, you know, a pheasant getting up or whatever. One of his signatures is to have the shell. He captures the shell getting ejected from the shotgun with the name facing him on the shell. So the difference between the amateur and the pro, that's one example.
So he's even good when he's just showing off.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's crazy. All right.
So I stopped by. As soon as I got to the show today, I ran into another, a company that's got a new product out that I hadn't seen before. It's called Stop Box. We've all seen these boxes where you can store a handgun in your home, and usually it's using biometrics or a key system to get at it. In this particular case, it's a manual system, and they're very reasonable compared to others. And I'm going to bring one back and show it to you so you can see what it's like. But they also have a mechanism that they put into an AR-15,
right?
That goes right in the receiver that locks it, and it's a manual system, so you can't use the firearm as long as that
is in position.
That
right.
lock is in there. It's in position. You can't use the firearm. So the whole thing is about not making it accessible to kids.
Right. No, oh, that's awesome.
I thought it was a great idea.
So is that a key? Is that a key lock situation or what?
No, it's not. It's a manual. So what it's got is it's got four what looks like maybe like small piano keys on the side of it.
Okay.
And you hold down the right. You push down on the box. You hold down the right sequence of
okay.
of levers, and then you open it. You there's another lever you flip with your thumb, and the box opens up, and you have access to your firearm.
Okay, so it's actually a combination, which is great.
Yes.
Cool.
So it.
That's a
pretty cool system.
I think that's a neat way to do it. I think that's something that's I think going forward with a lot of these with a lot of the firearms, something I think that should be. Obviously instituted, and I think there's a lot less people would be having that anxiety
right.
about firearms in homes, et cetera. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Right.
So if you were to say, as far as walking this year, I know you're just getting there to get the kind of the walk, as we've talked, it's like 20 miles
right.
of booths. What's your target for tomorrow? What are you looking at setting up for tomorrow?
Well, right now I'm working the Caesars Forum, trying to get that done. It's the furthest away from the media center on the other side where the buses are that take us back to our hotels. So I made a couple of stops here, and then something that happened that was unusual. I got an email from a friend, or a text, I should say, this earlier this morning. They said, you should look up this gal that knows so-and-so and knows so-and-so. And I go, oh, yeah, well, I could do that. I didn't know who I was looking up. And so I got over there, and it's a company that makes and sells thermal vision scopes and, you know, optics.
Nice.
And here's the amazing night optics, yes. And the gal is from Red Wing. And so I'm talking to her. I said, I was supposed to come over here and just introduce myself and say hi from so-and-so. And she goes, wow, that's really cool. Yada, yada. And the gal standing next to her goes, do you have a son by the name of?
No way.
I said, yes, I do. And to my surprise, I didn't know that we had a company in Red Wing proper that manufactured. That's where this company is from.
No way.
X-Vision. X-Vision. And located out of Fairmont, out of Red Wing.
And, nice. Well, guess
so
what?
Anyway,
I got
a feeling we'll be visiting with them. I've had several people that have offered to be guests on our show. One I was just talking to on the bus on the way over to the show this morning, he works for a nonprofit veterans organization that provides homes and things like that for veterans. They do it through the outdoor world, though. So
very cool.
I thought that's something you would be, and they do fishing events, they do hunting events, sporting clays, they're big into that. Making those,
connections,
types of events for fundraisers.
Yep. Very good. No, that's awesome. So your goal tomorrow is what?
Well, I mean, I'll probably continue to cover the rest of the floor here in Caesars, and then I'll go back into the main. See, what happens on the first couple of days is you've got every retailer and wholesaler in the country talking to all the major manufacturers, the Smith & Wessons, the Brownings, the Remingtons, all the major manufacturers are being hit up by all these. I mean, so you can go by the booth and you might get someone to talk to, but there's 50 people standing in their
I know the shows,
we have more time to talk to the majors on Thursday and Friday, whereas today and tomorrow in the Caesars area, there's some of the new upstarts and things of that nature. You'll run into a lot more of the new products that haven't been on the market before, and it's kind of fun just to see what's all new out there. I mean, there's a company out there now, and I don't know how this works. I'm going to go look them up. It's an adapter they put into your cell phone, and instead of putting, if you get mosquito bites and how the bite really bothers some people, it's all swollen up.
Right.
Well, you put this on your phone, and I don't know how it works. I'm going to go find out. You can put it on the bite, and it takes care of it. So I'm anxious to see what this is all about.
Then about so, 3 years
there's,
later,
there's
your arm.
Everything.
3 years later, your arm falls off.
Well, I could. Yes, I don't know. I'm going to ask him what's the warranty.
So Don, has there been any? Usually in the first couple days of the show, they have highlights of some things that are, hey, the big hit of the show so far is this, or something like that. Whatever the new hot things, quote unquote things. That's air. I'm doing the air signal for things, quote unquote.
Right.
They would be at the show. Is anything that you either have seen or trying to get to see that you've seen as the hot ticket item that's pretty cool? I think the mosquito thing is pretty cool. I got to figure out how that works, but
right. Well, I mean, there will be things of that nature. Now they have literally print a magazine at the end of every day here at the show, and I know they've had to have a lot of it done in advance, but I mean, I haven't even seen the first issue that's come out, and that's usually where they highlight a lot of the newest products. That way, the retailers and the media that are here can go look them up over the next couple of days. So I plan to pick up one of those publications here at the end of the day today and take it back and review it this evening. And so I'll maybe have more for next. I mean, I'm sure we'll have lots more to talk about next week's show.
That's perfect.
When we get back.
No, that's good. Well, and I know a lot of, obviously, people are looking at shotguns and that kind of thing, too. And so double check there. And, of course, we can talk to Chris and see what they've had for Winchester and Browning as well. But anything that stands out from that side of the fence, please check that out. See what's on the rise.
I can't even tell. I can't even tell you how many firearms are in these buildings. And you go by, it's until I have a chance to sit down with like Smith and Wesson and simply say, well, what's new, there's only many ways you can make it different, but they're using different materials, now, and they're
to lighten them up
continually to lighten them up. I mean, it's now, for example, we've had Silencer Central on the show in the past. And I did stop and talk to their booth. I think it's the first time they've been at the SHOT Show. And the reason they're here is they now have a 30 caliber suppressor that's it's under $700, I think $650, something like that. But they're what do you call it, computer printed, you know?
Oh, yeah, 3D print, yeah.
3D printed,
well, I know the next week I've got a story on the methods, different things to look for when you're looking at a suppressor, and just a like a 30,000-foot view of the suppressor business and how to go about it, what you look for. So we'll come up with that. I'll have that next week for us. And
yeah, so, you know, something else I ran into out at the range was a company, that this is a new company as well, that has now designed a kind of a cleaning kit for suppressors. And it's, I mean, it started with, it's like a glass tube that you put your suppressor in, and then they have this special solution. You fill the tube up, put the top on it, and you let it sit for like 3 days. You don't have to do anything, take it apart or anything. And he said, 3 days, you won't be able to see your suppressor on the inside.
Unfortunately, Don,
the tube.
3 days is not the amount of not amount of time we have left. We're out of time, buddy.
Okay. Well,
welcome to the SHOT Show. It's got a ton of stuff going on, Don. I appreciate you giving us a report. You'll be back here next week. I'll be at the boat show this weekend. You'll be doing some wandering out there. And, of course, thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. And for Ava, myself, and Don, we are the Valley Outdoors. And I hope you guys have a fantastic time in the outdoors this week. And make sure you take a friend with you. Hopefully talk to you next week. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.